Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Terry Neese, back on the show. Terry is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's been a friend of mine longer than that. Someone that I admire immensely. One of my heroes. She is one of the great champions of women business owners, not just in the United States, but around the world, and has been recognized by industry and government and Main Street for that. She is the founder and the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. I'm proud to say that that I saw that happening when it began as a gleam in her eye, and I've had so much fun watching her grow this, her and her organization grow this growth of women entrepreneurs around the world, and she really makes me proud to know her. Terry Neese, welcome back.
Hey Jim, really good to hear your voice, and I'm proud to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations again on the IEEW success. Now, you've been doing this now for 13 years or more, maybe, and you've been growing entrepreneurs primarily in Afghanistan and Rwanda, a little central, very central African country, tiny little country Rwanda is. And what's the news? What can you tell us about that? First remind people what IEEW has been doing in those countries.
Well, we're educating women entrepreneurs in the countries, and then we actually bring a number of them to the United States for more education and mentorship. This is our 13th year. Some new things that we've done a little differently. In 2017, we tested a new program, Peace Through Business, Northwood University Pathways Course in Afghanistan. Hmm. Northwood University out of Midland, Michigan is our partner with curriculum. But we wanted to reach women business owners outside of Kabul. So the Pathways Course is a condensed 5-day business training. And so with the success of the training that was shown in 2017, we decided to continue the program in 2018. So November, December, Manisha Wafik, who you know is our leader over there and has been for 13 years, she traveled on her own to Mazar, Bamiyan, Parwan, Nagahar, and the most conservative area in Afghanistan. And
Read Taliban, folks. Near the Taliban, yes. Just conservative. Go ahead.
So we had over 50 women who applied for the coursework in those locations. And, Manisha sent us photos of the women in the classroom, and the mayor and governor of some of those provinces attended those
classes. Wow.
That
is huge, folks. We're talking 18 years ago, 19 years ago. Girls couldn't go to school, let alone their mothers attend an education program on business.
That's correct. Yep. So we were thrilled to see these pictures of the mayors and the governors of these areas approving of this training that we're doing for women entrepreneurs out in the rural areas mm-hmm. of Afghanistan. It's a big deal. We're also, looking for some additional funding to do this same thing in Rwanda, or mm-hmm. Rwanda, as it's actually pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
One other bright spot for us, the Afghanistan president, President Ghani, appointed two of our Peace Through Business graduates to the Kabul City Council, basically.
Wow.
I'm calling it the City Council because it was actually the 6th and 13th districts of the Kabul municipality. But Razia and Habiba who are graduates of our program, are now city council members of the Cobble
that's
municipality.
Amazing.
We're really,
and
really
that's
proud
not even, of and see, and see, folks, here's the thing. There have been a lot of things going on in Afghanistan that have helped women that have been basically by government edict, like having women in parliament. But these are organic things that are happening, aren't they?
They are organic things. And you know, these are big, big deals.
Mm-hmm.
We can hardly get any press about this because people want to talk about the negative things.
Right.
But these are big deals.
Or they don't realize. I mean, my goodness, we just elected 100 women to Congress. What's the big deal about a couple of councilwomen? It's in Afghanistan,
right,
ladies and gentlemen. That's a bigger deal, believe it or not. Hold on to that thought. IEEW.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out. Donate, folks. They can use your money. They're doing good work. When women run businesses around the world, folks, war cannot pop up. Quick break. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.